last midah in Tevet Devarah, Yud Gimel, which is Mimei Kedem. Remember last time we did Asher Nishbat Alav Seinu, and the presumption there is that there is still Zchus Aveis. That's what he said. Yesh Bnei Adam, if you have a look at Yud Beis, She'enam Hagunim V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Merachem Aleihem. Why? Because of Zchus Aveis. Asher Nishbati La'Avos Seihem. I made a Shavua. That's Yud Beis. Because there was a Shavua V'Hanoisi Asher Ochoim, on Yud Beis we said that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise to Avraham Avinu, we said by the Akedah, we looked at the Psukim in Vayikra, and the Medrash in Vayikra, since I promised Avraham Avinu had tainas, if we could say against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me this would be my son, and then told me to sacrifice him. So Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the source of that, that I didn't make any time, that you should look after the children of Yitzchak, even though they do things wrong. And that was the bris. That was the bris in Yud Beis, which we saw, Nishbati La'Avosam, and therefore Afilu Einam Hagunim. But this midah is there isn't any Zchus Aveis left. You may care them, it is all over. There's no Zchus Aveis anymore.
He says in the Lord, says the Av Shekama Zchut Avot Avede Rachamim Uskululahem Bimeir.
Right. That's there in Yud Beis, but in this one there's Tamas Zchus Aveis. He says here, Shetamas Zchus Aveis. In Yud Gimel there's no Zchus Aveis. There's no Zchus. It's used up. There's no Zchus. There isn't any Zchus Aveis left, if there can be such a thing.
And the Gemara says it's finished.
Yes, okay. But that's what we say. Zoicher chastei avos, or maybe goel livnei v'neihem, the man shema b'yahavo. So zoicher chastei avos, or maybe goel, it's chus avos. But nevertheless, livnei v'neihem, the man shema b'ahavo. That's even more than that. But ahavo is without chus avos, because Hashem has ahavo for klal yisrael. We make them that there is still a lingering ahavo which stays, even though there's no Zchus Aveis. If we can get to such a state, if it's such a state of no Zchus Aveis, let's have a look. Harei mido sheyesh laKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael kshetamas Zchus Aveis chiyotze. If there will be such a thing that there's no Zchus Aveis, ma yase? What does he do? Harei mitzad atzmam einam hagunim. They're not suitable anymore. There's no cause for any rachamim at all. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a beautiful pasuk. Zochati lo chesed me'urayach ahavas gelulas. Let's have a look at this pasuk inside. This is a pasuk when Yirmiyahu, I think 40 years before the Churban, Yirmiyahu warned them and said to them of the Churban, of Avodah Zarah, Gilah Rosh, Shvichas Domim, and he told them before. But he began the Tochacha with these beautiful psukim here. Vayhi devar Hashem elai lema, holoich v'karosa bi'ozne Yerushalayim. He was going to say Tochacha. I remembered the kindness of your youth, the love that you had when we were betrothed, that you went into the midbar where there was nothing to eat, and you are the first of my nations, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Kaiser. You are the first. Anybody who eats you up, anybody who devastates you, who destroys you, Yeshama will be punished. But that's the Teichocha. The beginning of the Teichocha is this beautiful pasuk. Whatever happens to you, nevertheless, I remember the days of old. I want to read out to you, Rabbi, what the Malbim says about this pasuk. Yeah, it's such a beautiful explanation. I was so moved by it. Listen to it. Zochati lo chesed nuraich. Medame tchilas hizchabe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares the beginning of Klal Yisrael in Amad, ki chibui chosun and kala, like a chosun and kala when they start out, orus va'rusa, when they're engaged to each other. The yitzayru, and the imagery is, ki ish echod habome rochik, like a man, the beautiful Moshe here, comes from afar, ubas oshir, hayofe benoshim, hichnisa yisrael abayis, aviham, and he sees a daughter, a very wealthy daughter, a daughter of a very wealthy man, a beautiful girl, and he takes her in, the base of it, and she brings him in to her father's house, and she's very kind to this stranger, and she agrees to marry him, and she brings him into her father's house. And then she's devoted to her husband, who came from afar, who's a stranger here, and she's decided she'll marry him. And afterwards, she had such trust and devotion in him, she went out with him to a desolate place, she was prepared to follow him, even though she was leaving her father's house and leaving all the wealth and even all the materialism. Wherever he wanted to go to, she followed him and she was devoted to him. It's a beautiful marshal that she was so devoted to him. This is what happened in the Nimshan of Klal Yisrael. The Avos Ubneihem Achareihem, they followed Derech Hashem, and they spread the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world, when they were still strangers, the Avos. They were not known. They were not known, but nevertheless, they went out and spread the word. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. She'ovdu atzovim b'chamonim, and they spread the word amongst people who are idol worshippers. V'zeh chesed me'uraich, that's the chesed of Klal Yisrael. Achazeh hischatnu ima, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared to take them in and marry them. That was how Sinai. V'nichnasu b'bris v'avas kulois b'hitziyah mimitzrayim, and he brought them out of the Torah. V'kibalta ha-Torah shebo b'bris ima, they came with a covenant, the devotion of Klal Yisrael. V'zehu avas kulois b'hitziyah. And then they trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to these words. And they were prepared to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar. Because their great devotion, they were so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were close to Him. When they first got to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Shidduch. Two Shidduchim Atzmon, they were prepared to marry them. And after the marriage, they stayed with them. And that's what this betrothal of the devotion and the trust which the Kala put in the Chosen, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the reason why I state such a beautiful imagery here. That was Klal Yisrael go out into the Midbar. I remember hearing the Hesped that Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said about his wife when she died. He used this pasuk. He said that she was prepared to come, his wife, to the Mir. She left America and followed her husband to the Mir and sat in the Mir, and she had nothing there in the Mir, no facilities, no nothing, and she was devoted to her husband. Rav Scheinberg said, this is what my wife did when we first went to learn in the Mir. You came with me to the Midbar. But the nemonis of Klal Yisrael, nemonis of a wife in the Moshul, even the Moshul is powerful. So many women like come to follow their husbands and devote to their husbands, even though they leave their home and leave the affluence, leave the materialism, but they're prepared to do that for the nemonis, and that's Klal Yisrael. That's the nature of Klal Yisrael. I was thinking as well when I was preparing the Shia, how much that was in during the war and the suffering of Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, they stayed by Torah mitzvahs in the camps, in the places where there were all these unbelievable stories of people who, even though they were in great tzar and great solace, they kept devoted to the Torah mitzvahs. They wouldn't eat treif, they wouldn't do any aveiros. They tried as much as they could. Devotion of Klal Yisrael. Chesed Urayah, from the beginning, from the first stages, this was the trait of Klal Yisrael. That's the nemonis of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Talmud of Ohr says. And that's what I remember. There's no schusavos, but I remember you from how you were beforehand. Look what he says here. Zochatu l'chesed Urayah, avas gulul asayach. Mamash, zoicha HaKadosh Baruch, yemei kadmoinim. HaKadosh Baruch remembers the early days. Ava shehoya mikoidem. The original love that you were prepared to become Yidden. Umarachim al Yisrael, uvazer yazkir lahem kol ha-mitzvos she'osu miyom shenoldu. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recalls all the mitzvos that they ever did in their life. The chol midas tovah she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu manig bohem bo'olam. And all the great qualities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to act. He's prepared to do that with them, because he remembers them from the day, even though they might be bad now. But I remember you from days of old, and you were so devoted to me as a young person. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm prepared to stay with you. And that's without any schus avos. Chesed
Nuraich. Why is that? I mean, it's not their fault, it's not our voice, but why isn't that? Still remembering when living in the schus that we previously did.
Yes, you weren't always bad. You were one time good. No, even though now you've changed and you're not worthy, but you were originally very good. So therefore, I'm prepared to remember the days of old, of what you were like previously. And I recall those days, even though now you're not in that path. No, it's without school service. It's your own merits. Your own merits that you might have done yourself. It's without any school service.
But I didn't. I'm your memory of what we did in the mid.
Yes.
I was the Messiah. That's not me.
No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that with each individual he's talking about here. Each individual, he's prepared to act like that with us individually.
In my life?
Yes, in your life. You'll see in a minute he comes onto it. Even you weren't all a person like went off the rails or was Yoav Min HaDerech or so, but he wasn't always like that. He was as a child maybe, he was affectionate, maybe as a young person he was good. So that's without source of voice. That's your own merits that you have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to recall that and bring that up. So in the footnote he brings here, just have a look at the footnote here under Kufmem on the first page, Yale V'Yobo. Can you see what he says, Yale V'Yobo? You haven't got it there. You got it, Shemshon, at the page Sadiq Aleph. So he brings that, tonight we say Yale V'Yobo, Rosh Chodesh Adar. So he says, Zichronenu Fikdanenu, Zichron Avosenu, Zichron Mashiach Ben Dovid Adecha, Zichron Karamcha Beis Yisrael. He asked a question, it's from the Beis Halevi, the Brisker of us, the Kasha as well. Zichronenu, I'll read it out to you. It's brought down, Kavah He'il Bozen, the Haggadah Shal Pesach, the Beis Halevi, to Mikavan Shekavah Aman, if we said Zichron Zacha, Zichronenu Fikdanenu, Zichronenu Fikdanenu, Mahu Zeshem Oisifim Beslav, Zichron Karamcha Beis Yisrael. What do you have to say that? Zichronenu Fikdanenu is enough. What does it mean then you add on Zichron Karamcha Beis Yisrael? Why add on Zichron? Why do we say that? So he says the Abu Dram brings down Shekos of Zichron Karamcha Beis Yisrael Al Shem Zachatu Lachesed Nuraich. That's what I mean. I mean Zichron Karamcha Beis Yisrael that originally when you kept good, I remember that. I remember the times when you were good, when you were a child. Chesed Nuraich. Individually, not just of Klal Yisrael. Individual, each person, there were times when they were not bad. So I'm prepared to bring that up without source of voice. Chesed nuraich. It's a great chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umikulam oises gula l'rachi bishvilam. And he has rachamim for them. In the footnote here, he brings down a kuf mem aleph, the most beautiful point, which I saw quoted in other places as well. I'd like to read it out to you. I'll read it out slowly. If there was Ava she'asinu or Eza Madrega she'iganu l'ada, in other words, the person did something right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yizkor ha'Ava l'netzach. That devotion and that care that you had originally is never forgotten. If you fall in your Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget the Ava. He still stays with it. Any madrega that a person reaches, you did reach that. You did that. In other words, you once davened very well. So you once davened very well. That was a madrega you once had. You once davened well on Rosh Hashanah. So that was a madrega that you reached. That hasn't gone. That stays with you. That's you who did it. You were once careful with something, so I'll remember you for that. It's tremendous chesed. HaKadosh Baruch has no forgetfulness. If you did fall, so you fell, okay, but that's not you. That's not really your essence, because you really once tried. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim, if you were once for good. But you're not in that madrega anymore. Never mind. But you once made an effort, you were once good in class. So for that one time, I'm prepared to hold out for you. Any high level that a person once reaches in his life, that's him. You once did daven well. Remember, maybe once as a bacha, maybe you daven very well and you put your heart into davening. Yeah, but that stays with you. It's not forgotten. There's no shikha. There's no such thing as a past, a present, and a future by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one. In our imagining, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is present. So the good things that you did are now. There's no such thing as past by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all present by Him. Everything is current. Otherwise, you wouldn't have reached those days beyond me. How annoying! But came penimius nafsho zel madregosa amitis elanucha machakas. Something else affected you afterwards. Right? You were turned off. Maybe you didn't marry the right person. Maybe you had a collapse in money. Maybe you didn't have good friends or something. You went off the derech. But nevertheless, it was once a time that you tried. For that, I'm prepared, and that's the chati lechesed noyer. The beautiful, incredible chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember my brother Zecher Tzadik Livracha once said that. When the Mir Yeshiva was in Shanghai and there was a monsoon, it was boiling hot on Yom Kippur, boiling hot. There was no air conditioning, and everybody stood there and was sweating terribly over Yom Kippur, and they were parched as well. And the Avodah was enormous Avodah. So then the fast ended, So everyone went down to the dining room to have a drink or something, and Mashgiach, Rabchatzko, called everybody back afterwards and said to them, you should know what you did on Yom Kippur was a madrega which will stay with you for life. You put such efforts into it, this will never go, even though Yom Kippur has passed. But that dagger that you reached is a dagger that you reached for, and it will stay with you for life. A person sometimes forgets that. What you do on Yom Kippur, or Moshe Shana, how you daven, that's a kinyan you made in yourself. And it's there. It doesn't disappear. Maybe you'll say that you changed and you're not on that madrig anymore, but that's what he's saying here. Kodesh Baruch doesn't forget that, the effort that you made. I'd like to share with you a moshe which I once heard from Matisyahu. Beautiful moshe I once. He once told a moshe. In England, they have something. It's a moshe, but it's a wonderful moshe at the Queen's garden party. They have it every year. The Queen has certain garden parties. Did I once say this once before? It's a beautiful moshe. So the Queen sends out invitations every year, and the invitation arrives in your house. So Matisyahu gave a whole moshe. When the invitation arrives in the house, you can imagine the insignia of the Queen on the back of the envelope. You open up, and it's His Majesty the Queen inviting you to a garden party at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday afternoon. So you go and buy yourself a new hat, and you get dressed up, and you prepare yourself. You go and stand at Buckingham Palace, which is a big, big place, and stand at the door and say, "What's your name?" "So my name is Yosef Cohen." "So the Queen's expecting you. Please go in." You go in the garden, and you made a great big talk about it with us. You go in and you see hundreds of people around there, and everyone's walking around the garden, and all of a sudden you see the Queen. You know, you see the Queen, and the Queen looks at you and she nods at you, and you know, maybe she'll wave at you or something, and you acknowledge her, and then you walk around the garden. Everybody's walking around the beautiful gardens and looking at the flowers, and you walk around the garden, and then you meet her husband, and you talk to him a bit, and you know, you mingle with him, and you meet the Queen, and then a bell rings. And everybody has to go out. You know, 15 minutes, you have to get out of the garden. Time's up. So you come out and you go home. And, you know, it's a conversation at the Shabbos meal for the next 20 years, you know. This is what the Queen was wearing, and this is what the garden looked like. These were the flowers. And, you know, you don't forget a thing. You don't forget anything at all. So, and Matisyahu said, you should know something. You will never, ever forget her. But you can be guaranteed she'll never, ever remember you. Never. It's impossible for her to remember. She sees so many people. It's impossible. You will never forget her, but she will never ever remember you. Said the Matisyahu, think a minute. When you do a mitzvah, so you did like 20 years ago, you benched very well. You'll forget it, but he never forgets you. When you do a mitzvah and you do it well, it's never forgotten by him. You forget it, that he doesn't forget it. Like 20 years ago, 15 years, you once did it, you once davened Shemayne so very well. He'll never forget that. You once did the mitzvah of the Mesiras Nefesh. You once did Kibbutz Evoim. He'll never forget you. And that's what we're saying here. Chesed Nuraich. You once did something very good. And I'll remember that. Ka'avas Kululosayich. When a person once tried, and tried very hard, he didn't talk Lashon Hara when he could have talked Lashon Hara. Person was makpid on something, on tefillah or something, or he did a mitzvah of the Beshlemus. That's never forget. You said Amen Yehishmei Rabbah with great kavana. He never forget. You'll forget it. Someone will turn around to you and say, "Do you know 20 years ago you bench very well?" "What are you talking about?" He said, "Yeah, you did." And Hashem never forgets that. Everything is in front of him, and that's what he's saying here. Chesed nu'urayich mikulam osesgula l'rachim bishulam, and that's the cause of rachamim that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. The rachamim is he makes a skula out of it, even though there isn't any skula salvos. And that's the greatest, that's the last quality in Toma Devorah.
I remember once I was in Shiva with my mother in Seattle, and there wasn't a lot of people that came to visit, and some people called from here, but the people like who did call, there's like already how many years, 9 years, 7 years, 8 years passed, but to this day I remember this person that called. He doesn't remember. I remember.
You remember.
I was a recipient of the...
Right, right.
That to me was a big kindness. Same thing happened. They had some... When I got married, in the old city. And in yeshiva. I was someone new in the yeshiva there. And there was one family that invited... Had a shiva bracha in their house. And I remember to this day that they had the shiva bracha. So whenever I see him... Yeah,
that's a beautiful midah. That's midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to forget somebody.
He doesn't remember.
He doesn't. But I don't know, to remember something, it's not easy always to remember when someone does something for you. He'll come on to that now, Ben Odom Machaveiroi. And that's how we should look at people. Obviously, you see the middle Ben Odom Machaveiroi, which is going to bring out. Ben Odom Lamok, Makodesh will never forget. He remembers something good that you did. Let's finish off. But that's the test that we have in Adam Lachaveiro. The Hareza Mila Koleles Kola Midas Kulam Kidapirshu Ba'adra, that's in the Zohar. I'd like to read out to you a Loshen here in Vayikra, just to show you another source which perhaps shows it even more. Remember the end of the Teuchacha? There's an awful psukim at the end of in Vayikra. At the end of Vayikra, when you have these psukim, look at these psukim here. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises that he'll do bad with us, lo aleinu. These are terrible psukim at the end. In lo sishmu li, right at the end of the Teuchacha. Listen to these psukim. The Chukosai. Listen to these words. You, that afatem holochi mi bekeri, afani elechi mochem. You'll go with me, but incidentally, without seriousness. Ve'evesiyeh son be'eres oyvehim, oz yikona levovam he'orel, ve'oz yutzues avoinam. But with all the things that you do, the Zacharis Brisi Yaakov, Vafes Brisi Yitzchak, Vafes Brisi Yavom Ezra, Boaz Ezra, Vahoritz Teozev Mehem, the land will be left for you, you'll be desolate. The Tiretz Es Shabsosecha, and because you didn't keep Shemitah, the Hoshama, the land will be desolated, the Heim Yutzu Es Avoinam, and your Aveyus will be appeased. Yanu Biyanu Mishpatai Mosu, because you despise my mitzvahs, Es Chukas Egola Nafshom. And with all that, nevertheless, the Afgam Zos Biyosam Beresayvehim, even though you're living amongst the Goyim, Lo Ma'astim, I didn't push you aside, Belo Ga'altim Lachalosim, I didn't finish you off Lahofet Buziyatam, Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I will remember the first bris. What's the first bris there? I shall taste you as a man's Mitzrayim. Says the Or HaChaim. Abba Yisrael, listen to this. What's the bris? Zachati lachem bris, says the Or HaChaim. The bris is, Sheneskabein Aloma, Zachati chesed nu'urayich. The bris is that I remember you when you were a kala. I remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recall the schusim of previous generations, even though you don't have any merits. Shenichnas beris im Hashem be'ahava rabba, that when you came into the bris, it means by Kal Yisrael here, that you did, you were prepared to come in to the midbar. Upeirush mihem harishonim balei bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with those people. Va'ama oisam shotziosam v'niskadish v'emtzausam elokim chayim. You were prepared to be mekadish yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those times, so I'll remember that for you. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us as well for our good deeds as well. It's a tremendous ability that, to be able to recall the even though in the times that we're bad, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu recalls that and allows Klal Yisrael to carry on like that, even though they're not on the Dauga. Even though there's no bris, there's no schusad bris, there's just the bris of I remember what you did when you were first part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore each person as well. Now Rabbi, look at this other side. Kacha Odom, and so it is Ben Odom Lachaveiro. And Hogosa in Bnei Adam, how do you deal with people? Shafiru lo yimotze tano na'elus and his covers. Even though you don't find any good quality in a person, someone is naturally, basically bad, and you don't see any good qualities in them.
No redeeming
qualities at all. Yoyma kavahoya shah kaidem shalochotu. But one second, there was once a time when they never did anything wrong. In the early days, they never did anything. They were good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the deeds that they did when they were young. When you're a little baby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers you. Remember somebody when they're little. They were very sweet as a child. Very sweet as a child. So I'll remember that. There were some good qualities. And that's why a person should always look to see maybe some redeeming qualities. Lamaisa, but Matisyahu says on this, how do you do this with people? Don't look at an individual act, look at them in a whole. look at them in a general form, not in the, someone did something wrong, but look at the whole person. There's something good about them. There is something good about everybody. So if you look at them ba'oifen klali, not ba'oifen prati, then you can come to don the kasfus. Even though someone might upset you.
That's it.
Isn't it
done
as
kohalim?
Yeah, the problem is, how do you learn that? Don is
kol can be the whole person.
The whole person. That's the deal they make. I think they make. How don is kol ha'odam mukalos? Kol ha'odam. Kol ha'odam. That's the deal. Well done. Kol ha'odam. Look at the whole person, the kasrus, and then you can don the kasrus. If you look at an individual act which upsets you, you'll never get there. But kol ha'odam. The Maisa, that I think perhaps is the, if you want a dugma of that, is David HaMelech with Avshalom, no? Remember the Maisa with David, that at the end Avshalom got together a whole band of people, and he was told by Achitophel, it's in Shmuel Beis, Achitophel told him to gather together all of Klal Yisrael, and gather together and we'll go and kill David. And Achitophel was the main advisor, but Hushai Ha'alki was a friend, was a spy, who went to Avshalom, and he went back and told David. Hushai Alki told him, no, don't do that. Take a few people together, because David is such a clever warrior, he'll be able to fight against it. Take a few people together and ambush David and try and attack him. And Avshalom listened to the advice of Hushai and rejected the advice of Achitophel. And Achitophel then went back, I think, and committed suicide, because his advice was not accepted. And Hushai ran back to David and told him to run away Me'eva Hayaden, and he escaped. And eventually, the war came out, and David was successful, and Avshalom ran away, ran into the forest, and he got strung up on his hair, and then he saw that if he cut off his hair, he would go free, but he saw underneath him, Gehinnom underneath. I think the Pasuk says, he saw Gehinnom, so he didn't want to cut it down. Yoav came along and killed him, and stuck him into the tree, and that was the end of Avshalom. And then after David came back and heard that Avshalom was killed, and he cried 7 times, Avshalom, Avshalom, but even though he tried to kill him, and he was a son with no heart at all, David HaMelech wept for him. I think the notion is, he said Avshalom, b'ni, 8 times. 7 times to lift him out of Gehinnom, and once to put him into Gan Eden. B'ni, b'ni, Avshalom, b'ni. In other words, he cried for him, even though Avshalom tried to kill him. He saw some qualities in him. In other words, there was something in Avshalom which was good. It's an unbelievable ability of David HaMelech to be able to do that. A son tried to kill a father. He had no heart at all. And yet, David davened for him and lifted him out of Gehinnom and took him into Gan Eden.
That's where it confused the people a little bit, right? Confused his people. The other is telling that, you know, Ad Kidekah.
Yes.
The people are wondering.
They thought they would get celebration.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be so happy that they killed us.
Yes, yes. No, they couldn't understand what was going on. David came back and he was mourning, and they looked for David and he was mourning, and they said, but it's a great celebration. Avshalom is out of the way now. He said, yeah, but my son has been killed, and he had Rachamim on him. He was his son, Beni Avshalom Beni. And that was the Avelus which David had out of it, which is an incredible quality.
Yeah, I mean, really, David.
He still davened for him afterwards, after he was killed. And Avshalom had tried to kill him. He had to run up Har Zeitzim crying his eyes out. He was in such sorrow. Incredible solace he had, but nevertheless he cried over him and he davened for him. It's a beautiful story, just why we're mentioning it, about Chaim Shmulevitz. And then they took him one Erev Yom Kippur, and he asked to be taken to Yad Avshalom on Erev Yom Kippur, and he stood at the Kever of Avshalom and he cried and he said, Ribono Shel Olam, if David HaMelech could daven and lift his son Avshalom out of Gehinnom, you are Avinu Malkeinu, Avada Tomorrow, you'll be able to lift us out of all our Chatoim and take us. A beautiful tefillah for Chaim Shmulevitz. If David HaMelech could do that for a son, then you are Avinu Malkeinu, Avada, you can take us out of this matzah. But the Rachamim which is there, I think that's what both said, the challenge of this last one, which is, there's no schusim anymore, there's no schus avos, but individually a person is once good, and therefore ben odem lachaveh, where a person should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, chesed nuraet, when we once did something wrong, he never forgets it. He'll never forget the mitzvah that we've done, and that stays in our merit, and that's what we have to do with people as well. It's very hard sometimes when someone acts bad against you, to act good towards them, but look at them Kol Adam, look at the whole of the person, what he's like, and that's a binyan as a person, and then you can have rachamim on him. Okay, that's the mitzvah for tonight. The mitzvah Shem, next week we'll finish off and do a siyum of the whole of the sefer, which is the end of the sefer next time. We'll do that.